This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Chad Daybell, he is facing his weeks of reckoning as his trial continues on. Joining me to discuss where it is at and where it's going, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. I know you have been doing a lot of live streaming of this trial on your Twitter account. Be sure to check that out and YouTube as well. What's your take this far? We've heard the term sex, power, and money again, kind of similar to what we heard with Lori. But we're also hearing, you know, a narrative here that does point to the other partner, that does point at Lori and throws her under the bus. What's been your takeaway so far?
Yeah, exactly that. We're only in 2 days, or the second day of the trial itself. The first day was slow. They have Detective Hermosillo on. A lot of his testimony has been in order to get a lot of the evidence in, which obviously they have to lay foundation, which can be timely, time consuming. So it started off with a kind of a dud in terms of it's not real exciting right now, just because of the mechanics of getting the evidence in. However, the openings were interesting, as you stated. You know, we kind of saw where the state was going with it. You know, it's going to be somewhat of the same case as Lori's, but different in the sense that they have different evidence against Chad than they did against Lori. Mm-hmm. Lori's was really focused on the conspiracy aspect of it, wherein they had to show that, you know, she had a hand and that she was in agreement with, you know, everything that was going on. Whereas with Chad, you know, he's been charged with the actual, you know, homicides along with the conspiracy as well. You know, so the state is saying that, look, he's got a, you know, he's got an actual hand in the murders themselves, like physically doing it. So as far as the defense goes, it was interesting because that was what I wanted to hear. You know, the question going in, are they going to throw Lori under the bus? Mm-hmm. Are they going to throw Alex Cox under the bus? And the way it appears, they're throwing both of them under the bus.
Yep.
I think the way that it's going to go from the defense side of it is that they're going to basically say that Lori manipulated Chad, that, you know, he was completely and totally under her spell. You know, she was the puppet master and that Alex was the henchman. He was doing all the dirty work, that Chad was just a doofus, you know, that was being completely manipulated by Lori and he had no hand in any of the killings. That was Alex that was doing all that. He was the guy and all of that was at the behest of Lori, not him. So that's what I anticipate the defense is going to be.
How do you think that's going to go? I mean, I'm curious as to how Chad is not somehow involved or aware of any of these things. I mean, just considering what we already know, what is he sitting at his house, just, you know, watching Netflix while Alex Cox is out there killing people at the behest of Lori. And then, oh, hey, we're going to go on a Hawaiian vacation today. Okay, great. I mean,
yeah. And we're going to bury the two beautiful little kids' bodies in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's going to fail miserably. I think Chad's going to go down. You know, it's like, in what world is anybody going to believe that, like you said, Chad's in Hawaii with Lori and the kids have been missing for weeks at that point, you know, and like, who's going to think that Chad wasn't like, hey, well, what did you do with the kids? Did you leave them with your mom? Yeah. I mean, no one's going to buy it. You know, John Pryor, his attorney's going to play the hand that he's dealt.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to put it forth the best that he can. But ultimately, I anticipate that Chad will be fighting against having the death penalty handed down to him. That's what I anticipate.
Is that what John's going for more than anything here right now? I mean, does he think he has a chance of convincing a jury that Chad Daybell really was this idiot? That, I mean, he probably is an idiot, but an idiot to that level of just being utterly oblivious to what was going on around him.
I think that, you know, I think that at some point as a criminal defense attorney, and you know what all the facts are, you know what the evidence that's going to be coming in more than the public does. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's got a way, look, I'm not getting a not guilty on this thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, does my focus then become to try to mitigate this as much as possible so that when the sentencing portion comes, that I'm able to spare his life, mm-hmm. you know, and those things may work towards helping mitigate that, where a jury's like, well, he clearly knew, he clearly had a hand in it, but, you know, we do believe that, that Lori was the one, you know, kind of the Svengali that was running this show. And he was, you know, just kind of there along the ride because he was so enamored with her that, you know, he just wasn't capable of being able to step back and say, whoa, you know, what's going on here? What are you doing? This is mm-hmm. insane. You know, so we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I certainly would be trying to angle for sparing his life.
Yeah.
Even though my personal opinion is that life in prison is way worse. You know, life in a 6x8 box is way worse than death penalty.
Sure.
Like if that was my fate, I think I'd probably prefer to be put down mm-hmm. as opposed to living in a box, but that's me.
Sure. So. Sure.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.